Hello, and welcome to the Bayeska Family Experience. Today I'll be interviewing Vanessa Bayeska, my mom. Today is Season 2, Episode 3, and today's podcast is one of the most interesting ones in my opinion. My mom was born in Mexico in 1977 before eventually moving to Houston and then returning to Mexico to pursue her dream of being a teacher. I aspire to be like my mom when I grow up. Goal of the podcast is to learn more about where my mom came from and what it is like being a teacher. Now let's get right into the interview. I am your host, Eugenio Labarte, with my mom. So I'm here with Vanessa Bayeska, my mom. She's been a teacher for 23 years, and she has taught every age group, co-ed as well as single-sex schools, and she has been an academic dean. Like my mom, I've been thinking about being a teacher for a couple of years, but first I want to go through law school and then become a teacher at a college level. So where are you teaching currently and now?
I'm currently teaching at St. Francis Episcopal School. I am a lead teacher for two-year-olds going on three, and that's probably, out of all the age groups that I've taught, my favorite.
And where have you taught before St. Francis?
My last job before St. Francis was at an all-boy Catholic school, the Regis School of the Sacred Heart.
We're in my grandparents' house, and this is the room in which is probably the most significant to me, because this is where we lay down and watch all the Barcelona games, which is my whole family's favorite soccer team. It has a bright orange couch, and the wall is also bright yellow. So you were born in Mexico City, right?
Yes, that's correct. I was born in Mexico City.
And what was life like there? And also, what was one of your favorite memories that you had?
Life in Mexico City, I would say, was very family-oriented. Mexican families tend to be very close and very tight-knit. I have vivid memories of every Saturday going to my paternal grandparents' house with all our uncles and cousins and obviously my parents and my only sister. And then every Sunday, we would switch and go to our maternal grandparents' house and get to just have big luncheons and talk and get to spend time with our family and interact and play. Those were probably my best memories. Just, I had great friends too. I loved my school, but spending, you know, either not even a holiday, but just any given day spending time with our family.
Great story that you lived through or had throughout your life?
One great story or accomplishment was when I was in middle school. When we were living in Houston, or when I was living in Houston with my family, I did track and field, but I went to Duchenne Academy of the Sacred Heart, and we didn't even have a track and field. But all our meets were at Kincaid School. And I showed up, I had barely practiced and trained, and I automatically won the 100 and the 200 meter dashes.
Oh, and also, did you like living in Mexico more or in the USA, and why?
I guess I liked living in Mexico more because we had all our family there, not just my immediate family, but there's a lot of things that I love about the United States. I love how peaceful life is. I love how respectful people are. I love the American way of life. I love the values that are instilled in this country and the respect towards all. I think that's very valuable and very important.
Think that living in two countries, the USA and Mexico, have helped you to be a better teacher and then also a better mom?
I think being bicultural has definitely broadened my horizon and given me a more open and respectful mindset. I grew up with two different cultures, and actually more than that, because the United States is multicultural. So I think that helps you understand those around you better, and is definitely important as a teacher, as my job is to try to connect with each student and help them be successful. And as a mom, because I've strived to teach both of my sons to be respectful, to be open to others.
What is one significant hope of advice or hope that you could give to me?
I think the main thing is to stay true to your faith and to remember to put your faith above everything else in life. I strongly believe that when your eyes are on God and you're faithful, God helps you get through any struggle, any difficulty, anything that you have to face through your life. That and loving others and being respectful to others, those things are what I value most in life and I think are the most essential and important life advice that I could give you.
So why did you decide to be a teacher instead of choosing another profession?
I wanted to be a teacher since I was young because my mom was a teacher and she definitely inspired me. I remember going to school and playing to be a teacher and wanting to go to Lakeshore and pretending literally for hours to be a teacher. And I love playing that. In the present time, I'm so glad and happy that I chose that career because it's very gratifying to get to know each student, to connect with each student, to connect and help families. And my goal at the end is to help each student be successful and happy and learn in life. I think of teaching a student as a whole, beyond the subject itself. I'm looking at the whole child. And that to me is inspiring.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. I'm your host, Eugene Labarte, with Vanessa Bayuska. Thank you.